Although he was a farmer all his life, my father never owned a tractor, nor did he live to see the modern monsters, complete with air-conditioned cabs, luxurious seating, radios and cassette players. A farmer can take pride in owning such a machine, but nothing compares with the relationship shared by farmers of my father's generation with their wonderful draft horses, where a man and his horse worked together as a team. A tractor is something maintained and used when required. The draft horses were individually cared for every day of the year. The working day started very early, regardless of the season. After a cup of tea, my father went to the stables, a long enclosed building with a raised platform down the centre, with built-up continuous troughing at each side. At the far end of the platform was the door into the chaff house. The side doors were opened and then the paddock gate. The horses always went into the same position, and the collar hames and winkers to fit each individual horse hung from pegs on posts beside them. As they began to feed, the collars and hames were put on each horse to work that day, and each horse was tied by a neck rope attached to the feeder. After the cow was milked and breakfast eaten, my father returned to the stable. The horses not required to work would be put back into the paddock. The others would have their winkers put on and the horses would be put into their required formation. Two threes for a six-horse team or two fours for an eight-horse team and joined by a coupling. The reins would be attached and the team driven to the paddock being worked. Each horse knew its own position, so the final yoking up was quick and work began. The horses knew their own names and responded to my father's instructions. There were no luxurious padded seats, just the hard old metal plough seats, now so fashionable as garden seats. A real luxury was a Hessian bag containing a little straw as a cushion. At noon, the team was unyoked, and as the horses reached the stable paddock gate, each horse had its bit taken out of its mouth and was let go to the creek for a drink. By the time they finished drinking and returned to the stable, the chaff was in the troughs for a light feed. After an hour, they returned to work until nearly sundown. When they returned to the stable for a big feed, their collars, hames and winkers were removed. After his tea, my father returned to the stable with a lantern. Each horse was thoroughly groomed to remove all traces of dried sweat, and then the collars were brushed and finally the chaff was put into the troughs, ready for the next morning. The horses did all the work on the farm. The only engine was the one which drove the chaff cutter. In autumn, they did the ploughing, harrowing and sowing of the crops. The first part of the harvesting was cutting the headlands around each paddock with a reaper and binder. A few weeks later, when the stooked sheaves had dried out, the hay was carted in on the wagon using two horses. Two stacks were built beside the chute into the chaff house, and two were built in a stackyard in the horse paddock to feed out to the horses. The headlands from which the hay had been cut were then ploughed to give each crop a wide firebreak. When summer warmed up, it was time to start stripping the grain. The header bin was emptied into bags, which were stood in rows at each end of the paddock. The horses enjoyed a breather as this was being done. It was often very hot, so the horses were glad to finish work a couple of hours before sundown, so my father could return to sow the bags until dark. Next was wheat carting. Two horses pulled the wagon to the paddock and stopped beside the bags of wheat. One special mare, Jess, was then yoked to the kicker. This was attached to the side of the wagon, and each bag individually loaded onto it. Working only by word, Jess moved forward, and the kicker lifted the bag onto the wagon. She would then back, lowering the kicker for the next bag. It was slow because my father worked alone, so after each 8 or 10 bags, he had to get up and position them on the wagon. When the wagon was loaded, 8 horses, 2 abreast, were used to pull it to the railway siding where the bagged grain was stacked in railway trucks and covered with a tarpaulin. Each trip took a full day, so 8 nose bags containing chaff were taken for the horses. The final part of the harvest was cutting the straw with the reaper and binder. This was carted in and used to thatch the haystacks. Before the autumn rains, dams needed cleaning out, generally using 3 horses abreast, pulling a wide scoop. As the big horses...